in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country, and if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
Sadly enough, friends, everything that's hilarious must come to an end. I think we're winding down the Haitian story over here. But thank you so much for buying these shirts, because holy balls, this bought me a lot of beef. A lot of grass-fed beef, boys. Don't eat, because I'm not eating cat. I'll eat bison. I'll eat deer. I'll even eat a lamb. Why the hell not? But I'm not going to eat no cat. I'm not going to eat no dog. But thank you for buying those shirts, lads. You have fed me and my wife for months. But I don't know. I think it's over. We're at this point now where Haitian group in Springfield, Ohio, file citizen criminal charges against Trump. And don't you come through this Haitian part of Springfield, Ohio, or will citizens arrest you, blump? How is this even a story worth writing about? I mean, here's the AP. We have nukes going off in the Middle East right now. A massive part of our military is being shifted to the Middle East. And these dildo humpers at the AP are like, oh my God, the citizens group is going to arrest you for cereal. They've been Haitian deputized in between eating cats. Allegedly, of course. I don't want to get arrested. But this Haitian group over here, the leader of a nonprofit representing the Haitian community, invoked a private citizen right to file charges Tuesday against former Blotto Blump and Poopy Head Vance over the chaos and threats experienced by Springfield, Ohio, since Trump spread false claims about legal immigrants there during the presidential debate. Everything about this is dumb. Everything. First of all, they're not legally here. When some goofball who poops his pants in the executive office just signs, oh yeah, we're gonna move all these people over here. We're just gonna make them temporary legal status permanent. By the way, I noticed that none of these temporarily protected citizens who are not citizens ever leave. And again, the executive office doesn't have the ability or the legal status to make illegal aliens legal. It's just not there. The Haitian Bridge Alliance made the move after inaction by local... because there's no crime! Because there's no actual crime here. By the way, this Haitian Bridge Alliance, look into them. I got a weird suspicion that in 2019, they had $0. $0. And then, miraculously, a fortified election with illegitimate results. And now that look at this right here. They don't even know how many people are in Springfield, Ohio. They're like, well, the 15,000, 20,000, 15 to 20,000. So you don't even know? The 15 to 20,000 Haitian immigrants who arrived in Springfield over the past several years. You don't even know. Listen, if you don't know if it's 15 or 20,000 illegal aliens that were dumped off in the middle of Springfield, Ohio, then it's way more than 20,000. It's way more. You got all of these dudes being dumped off over there, and now I got a weird suspicion that Haitian Bridge Alliance has millions and millions and millions and millions of federal tax dollars, by the way. So we're all being... I'm being robbed in California to pay for illegal aliens being dumped off in Ohio. But they're all an economic benefit. Economic benefit? Why is the governor begging for more money then for these illegal aliens? An economic benefit only to the criminals in Ohio who are running this scam. Charges brought by private citizens are rare but not unheard of in Ohio. Examples might be a grocery store charging. Where is this? Where? I noticed that you don't have any actual, precedent of this. You're just like, well, it's not unheard. It's rare but not unheard of. It's never happened before. There's absolutely no weight about this, but you guys are writing because you think it hurts Donald Trump. More than 30 bomb threats were directed at state and local government. This is the Alex Jones attack, right? This is the Alex Jones. So Alex Jones questioned Sandy Hook. And then four families from Sandy Hook sue him for $250 billion. And then they shut down InfoWars. No, it's all an attack from the deep state. By the way, how come you haven't arrested any of these people making these bomb threats? That's funny. That's funny. You can find all these grandma MAGA meemaws who walked through the Capitol with a tiny American flag and a water bottle, stayed in between the velvet lines, and you've arrested all of them. You spent years hunting those people down. Hunting grandmas. You spent millions of dollars hunting grandmas down. But you can't find any of these people who made bomb threats directed at state and local government buildings, prompting closures. Yeah, it's because it was made by lefties. I'm not saying that they did this, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Haitians were the ones calling in the bomb threats. When Target was like, okay, we're gonna move the rainbow onesies to the back of the store, they got a bunch of bomb threats at the Target stores. Who made those bomb threats, by the way? The rainbow people made the bomb threats. You didn't arrest any of those people for making bomb threats. So you got all of these bomb threats to all of these government buildings, and not a single person arrested? That's how I know a lefty. That's how I know the FBI made the bomb threats. Even the governor came out and goes, well, it looks like the bomb threats are coming from other countries. The threats are coming from Iran. But they want to arrest Donald Trump over this. If it was anyone other than Trump or Vanth who had done this, what they've done, wreaking havoc on Springfield, resulted in bomb threats, evacuating closed government buildings, schools, threats to the mayor and his family, they'd be arrested by now. No. Go arrest the people making bomb threats. How come you're not interested in that? How come you're not interested in citizen arresting the people who made bomb threats? Because it's all fake and it's all stupid. And it's all being done by you leftards over there. But there you have it. A group representing illegal aliens is trying to citizen arrest Donald Trump. And the mainstream media press is trying to give this some sort of authoritarian backing. Like, oh, look at this. Like, any of this is legitimate. Like, any of it's going to be possibly carried out. There you go, boys. I think this is the end. Now we're at the money grifting. Well, you better pay us off or we'll arrest you. I hope Donald Trump sues the hell out of the Haitian Alliance over here. The Haitian Bridge Alliance. Let's investigate them. Where is any Republican in Ohio investigating these people? I got a feeling it won't be hard to find any amount of criminality that these people allegedly are up to. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel, keep up to date on illegal alien Haitians trying to arrest Trump. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.